Hey, it's me again. So I'm just going to jump into this because I am currently in a mood and I think it's best to be genuine with my emotions during the podcast because that's how I think I get the best effect of what's going on in my life currently. Hey, stranger, it's me again. So today, I just want to vent a little bit. First thing I want to ask, like, am I crazy? Like, I know I've been through a lot of trauma in my life, and more, well, I don't want to say more than the average person, but I've been through quite a lot. And, like, right now, I'm at that stage where I'm addressing all of it, and I am trying to work through it, because I don't want it to affect me when I'm older, and I figure, hey, I'm 18 years old now, I'll be able to handle it, and, I just want to address it, that way I'm not having like a midlife crisis when I'm 30. I also think it's really funny because when I am older, I can look back at all of these episodes in my podcast and listen to them, and I'll know exactly what I was thinking when I was 18 years old, and that is crazy to me. But no, I'm asking, like, am I crazy? Because it's so much to just completely accept defeat and grow from it, and it takes a lot on a person. And I have not been the best person to be around recently, mainly because, like, I don't know, because I'm addressing a lot of my childhood trauma, and all children have Stockholm syndrome when they look at their childhood. Like, everybody thinks they had a pretty good childhood, and accepting that you didn't, like, it really messes you up. And I don't know, I'm extremely frustrated right now, and I'm angry because I feel like I'm losing my mind, or I feel like I'm just being paranoid when I know I'm not. And I'm really good at reading people, or at least I think I am, and I'm good at picking up on the, like, small cues and everything else when people are addressing me in conversation. A lot of times I'm losing my voice. I apologize. I sound really raspy right now, but who knows? Maybe some of you are into that. kidding. Anyway, no, right now, what was I saying before I brought up the raspy part? That really threw me off. Ah, my gosh, I'm yelling at myself. Okay, hold on. Let me listen to the audio, and then I will get right back to this. Okay. So I was talking about how I am pretty decent at reading people. Anyway, so a lot of times I will play this little game with myself where I'll be talking to someone, or I'll just be in a social situation, and like, I like to guess the person's next move because I've taken a lot of psychology classes, mainly because I went through a lot of psychological shit. And if you're wondering what the background noise is right now, I am currently sitting in a parking lot in my car, and it is freezing, and I am trying to hurry this episode up, that way I don't have to sit in this freezing car anymore. And the audio on my podcast will get better shortly. I just don't have my mic right now. Anywho's, so no, like, I do this thing where I will, like, just off of body language and tone of voice and everything, I really like to read people because I know what I'm getting myself into. And that might not always be the best thing, because then it's like, oh, am I just being paranoid, or are they actually doing that? When at least 85% of the time I tend to be right about a situation. But what pisses me off is when I can't read a person. And the only time I can't read a person or get a good read on them is either if they, like, just don't follow societal norms, or if I am, like, attracted to that person. Then all of my strategy goes out the window, and I'm like, what is going on? Anyway, no, I want to get back to being more serious for a minute and get back into it. No, the reason why I ask, like, if I'm being crazy is because I have been doing this with a very specific person, and I'm not even going to bring up who it is, because if you've been listening to the podcast, you know exactly who it is. Anyway, no, but, like, I asked, like, am I crazy? Because I can see through all of the bullshit that this person has put me through and is trying to put me through. And I can see through all of it. And I'm like, does anybody else see this shit? Like, that's why I'm so vocal about it when it happens or when that person reaches out, because I'm like, what the actual fuck right now? Like, I'm sorry, but I can see through the whole, like, victim act, whatever. Like, I can pinpoint and all of that, like, around it. Like, when I was in that situation, obviously, I couldn't because I was too close to the situation. But taking a step back, like, I can see all of the fucking red flags now. And yes, I'm swearing a lot more in this episode because I'm getting more comfortable. And if you've been listening and everything else, I don't exactly have the most PG-rated mouth anyway. So, I apologizing. I can't even speak right now. I apologize if swearing offends you, but at the same time, I really don't care. Anyway, no, but I can see those red flags from a mile away. I can tell when a person is playing victim, and I'm really good at deciphering that. And that's something that I pride myself on, because I also use all of the same properties on myself, and I know when I'm, like, bullshitting, more or less. Like, I know when I'm just being a complete asshole. But, like, I have been harassed by this person for so long, and when this person is a narcissist, like, a lot of times people find narcissists very charming because they have this sort of, like, cockiness and confidence about them. And that's how they trick people into getting into personal relationships, when in all actuality, all they want to do is benefit themselves. But I see all that now, and I'm really good at pointing out narcissists in society. And for some reason, narcissists love to, like, involve themselves into my life. And I feel like it's because I'm such a caring person, and narcissists are the type of people that want to take advantage of caring people. And not today. No, because I'm so done with it. I'm so done. No, and that's why I'm like, am I crazy? Because I know I'm not being paranoid, but because those are the type of people to gaslight you, and they like to make people feel sorry for them, they will make you second guess your own sanity. And this is a main thing in my life, because my family hasn't always had the best track record with mental health. We've all been through some stuff, whatever. We're not always, I mean, we are good people, but we have struggled in the past with mental health and everything. That's just normal. That, I feel like that's everyone's family nowadays. However, the thing that really, like, pisses me off is when people want to use that against me. They say, oh, you're just crazy like your family. I'm like, dude, I don't think I'm crazy. I'm just very skeptical, and I don't buy people's bullshit anymore. And that's another thing, too. Like, I have a tendency to act like an idiot. The only reason why I'm acting like an idiot is because I'd rather be a smart person that acts stupid than a stupid person that acts smart. And that is a tactic that I have been using to get myself out of a lot of trouble and to get myself out of situations with people that I have no purpose being around. And no, it's like, I can call my own bluff because I can see that I'm doing it, and I'm only doing it because I'm an extremely caring person, and I'm tired of people taking advantage of me, and I'm so done with it. Because if I'm too close to a situation, I don't see it until it's already way too far gone. And I blame it a lot on my childhood trauma and everything that I went through. Like, from a very early age, I had to learn to just stay quiet. That way nobody got in trouble. And that taught me how to lie and how to just do what I had to do in order to make a bad situation go away. And I'm not proud of that. That, like, a lot of times during my childhood, my parents would get into such a bad fight while they I apologize, I'm, like, losing my voice because I am somewhat sick. Not that you guys needed to know that, but I know the quality of this video is not going to be great because I sound extremely raspy. Back to what I was saying before, I completely forget. No, but, like, during my childhood, and this is something that I have talked a lot to my parents about, because that's something that I'm also currently going through as well. During my childhood, my parents went through a really, really nasty divorce, to the point where, there was lying, there was people getting stabbed in the back, left and right, and I saw all of that at the age of 5 and 6, and that's what I grew up with. I grew up with seeing my parents, like, screaming at each other, and I remember just hiding underneath my bed and crying, hoping that the arguments would stop. But even after the arguments would stop, I'd get the echo thoughts in my head where it's just everything they said in the argument repeating itself in my head, which then developed into crippling anxiety that I have now, which I'm also working on, because I don't want to be a fucking toxic person. That's the last thing I want, is to be toxic. I want to be someone that's not like that, because I see what that shit does to people, and I don't want to do that to someone else. And that's why I think I'm really good at reading people, because when I was little, I had to read the room while I entered it in order to figure out what the hell was going on and to know when an argument was going to break out between my parents or between family members. And being on edge all the time as a small child, it does a lot to you. Like, it really does. It messes with your head as an adult, and that's why, like, I want to reach out, because I have a tendency, I can tell when other people have had not the easiest life. It's like, dude, I want to help you. I want to, like, help you out. That way, you don't have to go through it alone, because although I may not have gone through the same situation, I know that I have experienced similar childhood trauma, or at least the feeling associated with it. Like, it might not be the same situation, but I have felt the same, like, kind of, I don't know, emotions during childhood, like the fear and anxiety and all of that. I think the most fucked up part of all of it is that in order, like, I put this weight on my shoulders as a 6-year-old. I was like, I don't want my mom or dad getting in trouble, because if I was honest about the whole entire situation that was going on between them and between all my family members at the time, because of how nasty the divorce was, simply because of miscommunication, both my mom and dad would have gone to jail, and at least for a little bit of time, and I would have been put in child services. And that's something that I did not want. Because then people would always crack jokes and say, well, you're just gonna end up in a home. You're just gonna end up in a home. Do you know what that fucking does to a kid? Like, I'm sorry, but do you know what that fucking does to a kid? Like, being told that, oh yeah, they're just gonna lose the house, they're gonna separate, they're going to do this, they're going to do that, and you're gonna end up in a home. Like, what? And grown-ass adults were telling me this shit. So, what did I do? Being the self-preserving, like, little kid that I was, and, like, law enforcement and everything, they always believe the kids because kids have no reason to lie, right? Well, I lied a lot as a fucking kid to save my own ass and to save my family. Because otherwise, I would have been put in a home. I really would have, and so learning to lie at such a young age, it's so detrimental. And that's why that's something that I do struggle with, is being 100% honest with people. And I'm not proud of that. But I've been literally lying my whole entire life. And I'm putting this on the internet now. That way I know at least I'm trying and I'm accepting and saying that, yes, I have a problem with this. Because if I feel like I'm backed into a corner, I will lie my way out of it in order to make everyone else happy except myself. Because I focus on other people. Because that's the main issue that I don't have. Because also, another really fucked up thing too, is up until recently, my father never said that he really loved me. Like, I, and oh yeah, it's a stereotypical, oh, she just has daddy issues. Fuck you. Like, I'm sorry, but no. Like, everyone else was so concerned with everything that was going on in that situation that, like, I would always say to my parents, like, oh, I love you, oh, I love you. And that's why I feel like I have such a fucking fixation on love, because I don't know what it is. Ever since I was little, I don't know what it is. And that's... I need to collect myself. But yeah, I tell him and my mom as well. My mom's better about it or whatever. But I'd tell my dad that I loved you. Like, oh, dad, I love you. And he would just brush it off and continue doing what he was doing. And up until recently, like, my dad never said I was pretty. Like, no one ever did. So that's why I don't think highly of myself. The first person to tell me that I was beautiful and that they were in love with me was my daughter's father. And look at how that turned out. Like, that's why I can't stress enough, like, people need to just know that somebody cares for you. And if you are detached with that and in that sense of everything, it's detrimental. But that's also why, like, I don't trust people that haven't gone through shit. Like, if their life has been perfect up until this point, or quote-unquote perfect, because that's a relative term, everybody has a different perception on that. But, like, if you have had a pretty decent life up until this point, I don't trust you, because I know that more than likely that means I'm going to be the one to mess your life up. So I distance myself. I'm like, listen, you go do you. You do whatever you have to do. Go figure it out, and I'll just be here. And I put all my emotions on the side. But yeah, no, getting back to it, like, all of that childhood stuff really messed me up. And, like, especially the whole lying thing. Like, and I would have to go to school every single... I know I mentioned this before, because it's something that I'm currently, like, reminding myself. And I'm digging deeper and deeper, because I have a habit of suppressing emotions and suppressing memories to the point where I will not remember them. And then I'll just get, like, a flashback, or I'll get, like, some song or something will just happen, and then I'll just get a trigger memory or something. And I'll just completely have, like, I'll just be anxious, and I don't want to say a panic attack, because I haven't had a panic attack in a very, very long time. Which, that's a topic for another episode. But, like, I act like I have my shit together. But ever since I was little, like, everyone was like, oh, yeah, it's just Mary. Mary's fine. No one ever had to worry about me. And that's what fucks me up, is that nobody worries about me. Everyone thinks that I'm fine. I'm not fine. Like, I'm trying to be fine, but I'm not. And that's something I'm struggling with, and I just want to be a better person. I just want to be happy. But in order to be happy, I have to accept that my life is not always okay. And right now, my life is pretty decent. But that also fucks me up, because my parents are now friends. And they go out to like, breakfast with my little one, acting all happy as grandparents and everything. That didn't happen. Like, my parents hated each other's guts until I got pregnant. And they still hated each other, blamed the pregnancy on each other, when in all actuality, I was in a toxic-ass relationship, and nobody wanted to see that, because they were more concerned with each other than focusing on their fucking daughter. But now, we have breakfast every morning with my little one acting as if everything's okay, and that none of that fucking happened. And see, I am angry. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I'm mad. Because that just makes me feel, and I voiced this with them. It's like, listen, I love that you guys are getting along now for the sake of my daughter. But can we just address that you guys put me through fucking hell as a kid? And that normally ends with my mom leaving the room mad, my dad leaving because he's sad, and then me being left alone once again. But I'm trying to get past it. I'm accepting it. That way it doesn't continue to have power over me. And that way it doesn't continue to make me feel like I'm losing my mind. And I don't trust people. Like, I never have. The only person I ever trusted was myself. And that's something that I can't admit openly. I have fucking trust issues. That's something... Like, this is... Honestly, in my opinion, this is one of the realest podcast episodes I've had so far. Because I'm tearing up because I'm so angry. And that's something that you should also know about me. When I get really, really mad, I tear up and I cry because I'm so mad, and it's like I just want to throw shit across the room and bug out and go ape shit. But that's not okay either. And I don't know, I feel like everybody's so fucking fake, and everybody just cares about themselves, which I understand. We live in a toxic world, and that's how people have to be. But, like, all this shit online and social media, it's so toxic and fake, and nobody actually really has a genuine connection anymore. I just want something genuine. I just want somebody to care about me. And I want people to stop taking credit for my fucking life. Like, my success and everything that I have done to this point, it's because of me, and it's because I worked hard, and it's because I fought to get here. And now I'm taking a step back to focus on my mental health, because I never focus on myself. I don't love myself, and self-love is the best love, blah, 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 preachy, whatever. Like, oh my goodness, girly, you are so beautiful. Self-love's the best love. I'm so happy for you. Fuck that. All that shit is fake. Like, nobody actually talks like that. I mean, sometimes I do, but this is how I talk. This is how I am. This is me right now, in this moment. I'm an angry person. I'm not all sugar plums and gumdrops, whatever, cute, this, that, whatever. No, I'm a chick that walks around in jeans with a hoodie on because I'm ashamed of how my body is, because I've been told ever since I was younger that I wasn't good enough. So you want to know something? Like, yeah, people say, oh, you have curves, you have such amazing body. Fuck you. No, I don't think highly of myself. When I'm nervous, I nitpick my appearance, especially if I'm around someone that I think is attractive. Like, I'll point out all my flaws so you don't have to. That's how I think. That's how my brain works. And I apologize for yelling at my phone right now. I don't have a mic, and that's pissing me off. I'm just so mad. And I'm also mad because it's 8 o'clock at night, and I have the next 5 days off, and I have no fucking friends. Yeah, that's something I never admit either. All the time on this fucking shit, I'm always like, oh yeah, my friend said this, my friend said that. No, I'm a lonely ass motherfucking person. I'm mad. I'm lonely. But I'm being honest. I don't have friends because I don't trust people. I've had so many people stab me in the back for their own benefit. I'm just so sick of it. I'm sick of everything. I'm frustrated, and I feel like I'm losing my mind, and I have to put on this fake fucking personality to be around people, when in all actuality, all I want to do is punch a wall. I have no idea when I stopped recording, because once again, my family has to fucking call me and interrupt this shit, and this is why I'm mad that I don't have a microphone, because I have to record everything on my phone right now, and I feel like I'm losing my fucking mind at the present moment, because, of course, the same people... Hey, that person drifted. Okay, I see you. I see you. Anyway, no. I'm fucking mad. And I'm pissed off. And I have to accept that. And, maybe it was good that I lost some audio. Because I don't know what I lost. And I'm just going to post it like this. Because this is real. This is me. This is how I am. I am a very angry person that tries to be happy. I'm not angry all the time. But deep down, I am. I'm very angry. I'm very mad. And I'm also weird and quirky and quirky, however you say it. I can't even speak English anymore. But I don't know. Moral of the story, I'm messed up. And if you're in my life, it's because I trust you. Or it's because I see potential in you. Blah, 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 blah. All that bullshit. But at the same time, my best advice to you is don't fucking cross me. Because you are either in my life, you're not in my life, or you're dead to me. And once you're dead to me, there's no coming back from that. That's something that I prided myself on. And right now, there's only 5 people on that dead to me list. And you want to know how dead they are to me? It's the fact that I'm not even going to list their names, but I know exactly what 5 people they are. And I know that I will never talk to them again. And I will walk past them in life and act as if they don't exist. Because in my reality and in my life, they don't. So I'm sorry about tweaking out and being mad. I just had to get all that stuff off my chest so I can continue bettering myself. Because this podcast helps me so much. Because I can put all of this into audio. I can say it out loud. I can admit it, and that way it doesn't haunt me in my thoughts, and I can address it, and I don't have to pay money to see a therapist, because I'm helping myself. Because at the end of the day, I only trust myself, and I can accept that I've been through a lot of shit, but I just want to make sure that nobody else has to go through the same life choices and same life path I did, because it's not fun, and I'm trying to fix myself for my daughter, because I want her to have a mom that loves her unconditionally, which I do, and I want her to have a mom that is mentally stable enough to admit when she is wrong, and I am at that point right now. And I will continue doing everything in my power to better myself for my daughter. Because I love her beyond words. And she is my person. And she is the most amazing little girl I have ever met. And I'm not just saying that because she's my daughter. But at the same time, yeah, I'm saying that because she's my daughter. And I'll do everything for her. So, I think I'm going to stop yelling at my phone now in this parking lot looking like a crazy person. And I'm going to go make her some snacks because it is past her bedtime, but mommy has the next 5 days off from work. So, you want to know what that means? It means I'm going to spoil my little girl because I love her. All right. Bye, stranger.